Welcome to the Pump It Like Patton Bodybuilding Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Sam. Now, push your limits.
So, Sam, what do you believe motivates people to train?
I believe what motivates people to train in today's age is the success of it all and the visual ability.
So, Sam, what do you think that motivates people to go to the gym? Like, do you think it's just that look, or do you think it's like it helps their mental health, or... What do you reckon?
I think it's a bit of both, to be honest with you. What I think motivates people to go to the gym, multiple reasons. The physical change that you can receive by going to the gym, I believe, is a massive part of it. In today's age of Instagram, all those sort of things, social media sites providing you for this perfect body image, which in some cases is unachievable. Some of those people are dedicated training for over 10 years. Some people are going to the gym for a few months and thinking this will change. And going to the gym clean eating, and motivate yourself to go to the gym for a few months can get you in great shape. But we live in a society today where it's dominated by that perfect image of life and what you should be. But the gym is a place, in my opinion, from my own personal experience, to motivate you. It can be an escape from the reality that you live in, whether that be what you're in work, whether you have problems at home, any of these things, whether you have problems in relationship, the gym is a freedom that provides you with that ecstasy, that release, so that you can achieve what you want in this.
Yeah, do you think people are looked too much into, like, just for instance here, Jay Cutler, and saying, well, I'm going to look like that there, but in being realistic, it's a lot of work.
Jay Cutler is, in my opinion, one of the greatest bodybuilders of all time. You've obviously got Schwarzenegger, who is the greatest bodybuilder of all time, but that's due to what he's done for the bodybuilding industry, with whether it be movies, politics.
He made what it is.
He brought it to a different level. He brought it to a stage where the world stood up and noticed it finally. But that's just... But with Jay Cutler himself and just that image of bodybuilding, it can be achieved, but then you go into the steroids themselves and all the effects that can have on people, which is completely up to the point of view. If you get into that point and stage where you believe you want to take steroids, then if that's what you feel you need to do, then take steroids. But to push yourself to the point where unachievable levels cannot be achieved, it's just a mindset in your head of what you think you can do.
In my opinion, as we're talking about the steroids here, my opinion on that there is, I wouldn't take them if you're not doing a show.
Mm.
Because obviously you got side effects behind it.
Oh, massive side effects, like ridiculous side effects, like Rich Piana is part of an example of these things. Great bodybuilder, never hid the fact of it all, but... It's just those are the unfortunate side effects and the sadness that can come from it. But he lived a great life. But rest in peace to Rich Piana.
Yeah. So what really motivated you to start the gym?
Well, what made me to start the gym is probably what you hear from most people when they say about it, about wanting to lose weight. But my story, I started the gym, probably started when I was probably about 13 years old. I was bullied in my old school, which is probably what you hear from most people. In today's age, they were bullied for their weight. When I was about 14, I weighed probably about 17 stone, which is morbidly obese for a child. But I was tall in that respect, so it didn't really show me, but you could feel it, which I was bullied. I mean, you always have those kids in school that bully the bigger kid because their number sort of thing, but they know if that kid ever kind of learns that sort of logic, then they'll not stand a chance in that respect. And that kind of with me, I started doing a bit of boxing, MMA, when I was probably about 14 when I was being bullied completely. And that thankfully led to the bullying and stop for many reasons. We'll not go into them. But But that eventually led me into, I went into football, that helped me massive cardio to lose weight. But I didn't fully start the gym, I would say, until I was about 16, 17, which I just discovered what we talked about earlier. Yeah. Well, that amount of change you can see, well, you wouldn't think it, but it's a bit of dedication into it. You can just see the massive results, which, as I said earlier, leads to the ecstasy and that release of that you can actually change your body if you put the effort into it.
Yeah. So what do you think, for someone losing weight, what would you advise them on what way to approach it? Would you say approach straight into just doing constant cardio, or would you recommend doing cardio and weights together?
I would say if you're going for running marathons, that sort of thing, or if you're looking to have a mixed balance of general cardio and weightlifting, or just general of losing weight, it all comes massively down. It could be losing weight is 20% weightlifting, 80% cardio. On nutrition, what you eat, how you eat. Most people, when they start to lose weight, when they go into the nutrition side of it, they kind of think they have to cut everything out. They cut everything out. Like if you're having junk food all the week, which is not, you can still lose weight by eating junk food. You just need to, people cut it out completely.
Yeah.
Sort of thing is like if you're trying to quit smoking, for example, people think if you want to quit, you have to cut it out completely, which I believe is not true. But it's same with nutrition and wanting to lose weight. You cut it out bit by bit. If you cut it out completely, your want for it is going to be more there. But if you cut it out bit by bit and take it and treat yourself, say if you really want to have a pizza or something every 2 weeks sort of thing, do that then. Have one day where you go full out with it. But then the triple argument to that is dedication sort of thing. But when you look at The Rock, he trains 364 days a year, and one day of the year has one massive feed where he eats whatever he wants. That's an extreme extent to it. But it's just that point of view of cut it out in sections and then go into, but then when it comes to the weightlifting and the cardio itself, you have to have a mixed balance. You can't do one more of another. Obviously, yeah. if you're wanting to go lean, then I would suggest heavy cardio at the same time, but you still have to bring that weightlift in to get that definition.
I think people just seem to don't understand the nutrition side, because people say, I'm going to lose weight. Mm-hmm. So they cut out their carbs completely. Which is a bad thing to do.
Because then you lose energy. Your body needs carbs. It's one of the major mysteries of the fitness injury. People think if you cut out carbs, then you'll lose weight, which at the same time is true. But your body will shut down in that respect. You don't have any energy. It's like you yourself.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me a few years ago when you started your fitness journey, but you cut out carbs completely. You're having, what was it, about 100 carbs in a day. And you got into great shape. But you had no energy. You felt like you needed to sleep. You were in great, great shape. I remember training with you at the time. You were in amazing shape, but you just looked tired. You needed to sleep. And then I remember your personal trainer at the time, you telling me about it, where he said, how many carbs are you eating today? I'm eating 100. And he looked at you with that great concern, because you were killing yourself with it. And it's, but as you said yourself, that's just one of the major myths of the industry.
Like, for any of you who want to find out, you just go on to Google and calculate your body weight and your fat, and they'll tell you what you should be taking in. But people don't track. That's the main concern. Well, not concern. Not everyone wants to track, but it's a major thing that can get you into...
It can make that difference. It can make that slight inch that you need if you're wanting to lose weight massively, to track that slightly. Like, obviously, most people don't want to track it, as you said yourself. But it's the smaller things. You know what I mean, it's the small steps to win the race. You know what I mean, you're pushing to win the race. You're pushing to win the war, not the battle. And that tracking it makes it slightly easier for you to win those small battles, so you can get the shape you want.
Yeah. But I think as well, this is what I've noticed as well. People have come to us, so they have, mm-hmm. and they've said, what workout do you lose to drop body fat?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. There isn't a workout that drops body fat.
Something that works for us will not work for them.
Yeah, that it won't, but it can work if you nutrition treat. But people say to me, what's the reps? 15 reps on thing. That's not for losing weight. That's for shaping.
Mm-hmm.
They say 15 reps is going to drop me body fat. No, it's not.
And that's, as you know, as we just said ourselves, that's another myth for the industry. Yeah. Another myth of it all, where if people would be like, what you've just said, if you're doing a set of, for example, dumbbell presses, for example, you're doing three sets, 15 reps, people are like, you're gonna build, is this gonna help me lose weight? And you're like, no, it will help slightly to a degree, but what you're doing by that is you're building a bit of muscle and you're shaping it.
Yeah.
You're building your masterpiece, you're carving it piece by piece, little by little in that respect. Yeah. You're not, as same again, small battles win the war.
Like them 12 reps is what builds the muscle, helps it. You need to lift heavy. Like, you can't go and just say, I don't know, lift a 5 kg. Well, some of you might maybe lift that there. Just say 2.5 kg,
mm-hmm,
and lifting that there for 12 reps. Are you gonna gain big muscle? No, because you aren't straining the muscle.
And you know, as you know yourself, in the first, if you're doing a 15 rep set, the last three reps are the most important.
Yeah.
Because that's what builds it. The first 12 reps could be easy to you, but in the last three reps, that's where you're building the muscle. No pain, no gain.
I seen a fella before in the gym. He was in alright shape. He was bench pressing 150 kg. He was doing
very
perfect.
Very impressive.
Right, he was doing he got 8 reps.
Mm-hmm.
Straight 8 reps, 2 sets straight. There's the first 2 sets. The very last third one, what did he get? 1.5 rep. And that was, it didn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Because the muscle wouldn't have been straining enough.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's the last set that counts the most.
Exactly.
And it's that last rep. Even if it's one rep,
mm-hmm,
it's that one. If you get it down to your chest and your arms go halfway up and you don't get that full arm straight extension, well, it was a waste of time.
Exactly, because in the three sets you do, if you're doing three sets, I would just say three sets of 15 reps, the first set will be the easiest thing because your muscle isn't strained. It's only starting off with that. And the second set will be, you'll start to feel it. You'll start to feel that pump of it, but you also feel that strain on the muscle as it fights against you. That third set, even as my colleagues have just said, if you're only getting, say, 4 reps, those 4 reps are the most important out of the last 20 all that you've just done. Because they are the ones that build the muscle and shape the body part that you're looking to shape in that respect.
And another thing about that situation is his back was completely off the bench. Like it was right
there
up.
But at the same time, you know yourself.
There's different ways.
As you know yourself, my friend, there are multiple different techniques of it. Wouldn't be able to judge that itself. If you can do 150 on those benches, they're completely, all people have different techniques. But
yeah,
it's all, but as the point remains on the respect of, like, getting the full extension on the rep itself.
Like, for me, I would rather lift a bit lighter,
mm-hmm,
and do the reps right than, mm-hmm, lift a bit heavier and do it wrong.
Because then you see that all the time in the gym, personally, from my experience in the fitness. You see the people, you kind of have, like, not even posers to a degree, but just where they feel if you're doing a heavy set, they kind of, like, put, like, for example, a bench press again, what you've just example said. You're putting on 200, where everyone's like, Jimmy, everyone kind of starts looking at him and be like, oh, sort of thing. Like, he may not even be able to lift it, but the fact that people are looking at him kind of gives him that little bit of pressure with it, sort of thing, which kind of motivates him. But at the same time, it's just, Jimmy, if he only gets, like, 1 rep, what was the point? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what's the point of doing
that?
You'd rather put 100 kg on, get 6 reps, 3 sets. Do you know what I mean? That benefits you more. It may not be as heavy as what you, maybe it'll be the big thing that you were hoping for, but that's better for you in what your experience of it. But on that point, my friend, what motivated you when you first started to go to the gym? Did you go heavy at the start? Did you have that myth that if you went heavy, then you'd build muscle?
Mine was a strange story. I like my grandparents and all said to me, like,
obviously, as you know yourself, your story's on your on our website, so it is.
On the YouTube, yeah.
It's on our YouTube page, Pumping Like Patton, and then if it's also on the Facebook as well,
yeah,
we video as well. Check it out if you ever get the chance to.
Well,
it gives you his story and what we've all went through in this.
Well, basically, it started off like I left school and I just sat in my room. It was playing Xbox, and I just
as you do yourself, man, as you do.
Yeah, yeah. I just didn't have any motivation going out. I didn't want to socialise even with anyone.
Didn't have that hunger to life.
Then
to
one
live.
Day, because there was this new game came out. What was it called?
Probably FIFA, knowing you.
No. It was Red Dead Redemption. And I went, was going down there, and there was, the gym was called Fitness First at the time, and they wanted,
giving them free flyers, weren't they?
Yeah, day pass. And then the next day I went to the gym, and I just started, they let me in, and I just, surprised they let me in the way I was on.
everyone starts somewhere, mate.
And they let me in.
They let me in.
And I just done cardio constantly. But then there was one. You got once you joined, you got like a free session with a PT, and the PT took me. His name was called Gavin at the time. He was a nice chap.
I looked at you and went, "Frig, we've got some work."
Yeah. Then we just done cardio. Then done bits of weights. I wasn't too keen on the weights at the time, like. Mm.
Well, I think that comes down with everyone when they first start the gym.
You seem to be scared of them.
You look at the weights with a bit of intimidation, which is understandable. Do you mean, if you're looking at a 20 kg and you've never been to a gym, you're looking at it and thinking to yourself, going, can I actually lift that? But you know yourself, if we continue with your story now, that just comes with the experience of it all. Do you mean, everyone starts somewhere.
Then I decided I want to get a PT constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going for a PT 4 times a week. Like, that's a lot of money, if you think of it. But it was worth it at the...
Exactly.
What's
money for your happiness, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was dropping weight. But then he was going... he got a new job in...
Dubai, I think
Dubai. Someplace, like. And he went there. And I got a new trainer. A brilliant fella.
I think I remember this is when you told me, this is when you fully started to understand the concept behind nutrition, about how important that is to weight if you want to drop and lose weight and build muscle.
Yeah, so guy, do not make the mistake that I made. I can't tell people this enough, that you go to the gym, you train, just say cardio, do weights, everything, and the next thing, you go home, what do? Get a pizza. That's what I did. That's the mistake that I made.
Which I believe is everyone. I think that's quite a common mistake. It's another myth about the fitness industry, where you think you can eat. If you're in a bulking season, then that you can argue these points to a degree. But even at the same time, if you're wanting to lose weight, that's a massive myth that people believe. If they go to the gym for an hour, 2 hours, and do a lot of cardio, they can go home and eat all this. But what you're doing is you're making the last 2 hours of your entire of your day completely pointless, because you're wasting what you've just done.
Then the fella, this great fella, like, and he's told me, show me what way, and he said, so what's your nutrition like? And I said, what do you mean? What do you eat? And I told him, and he was shocked. He said, did your last trainer not tell you what you should be eating and all? And I said, no.
Which is a mistake on the trainer's part.
So he done me diet plans, he took my body fat, what it was.
Percentage.
I think it was like 45%. So that's a lot of body fat to drop. Then next thing, in a few weeks, I started dropping body fat. I couldn't believe I was actually dropping more than I was with the other trainer.
Yeah.
Then next thing, but I came to about a year. I couldn't believe like how lean I was. I was completely lean. I reckon I was about 12% body fat. From that was a lot
which,
of work.
Which shows, which then, as we talked about before, but then comes into the carb perspective of how much you have carbs were eating at the time, which I remember at the time, you were in great, amazing shape, but as we said before, you looked drained, and then we finally came to the conclusion of that, of how wild that was. But that just shows in a few months, weeks at the start and a few months, of how short a time it can take if you really put yourself into it, if you throw yourself into it, what you can actually do and what you can achieve. In it all, but thank you everyone for listening. That is our thing for today. We've got check us out on Facebook, Mark Patton and Sam Crawford, and check out our page and our gym, Pump It Like Patton Gym, where have we looked, and thank you for